Maya Van Rossum leads an environmental watchdog group called the Delaware River Network. She says she first learned from a reporter that residue from the neutralization of VX nerve agent might be coming to a chemical plant on the New Jersey shore of the Delaware. Van Rossum says the Army didn't try very hard to tell area residents about their plans.
Well, really, there was very little to no notification at all to the public of the proposal. There was merely a very small legal notice placed in a local paper in South Jersey.
Since then, the Army has said it will hold public meetings on the VX proposal and will give the community more time to respond. The VX was made in Vermilion County, Indiana during the 1960s at the Newport Chemical Depot, where it's still stored today. Depot spokeswoman Terry Arthur says they want to make it clear that what they would send to New Jersey is not the VX itself, but the product of a VX neutralization process done at a special on-site facility.
What we have, once that process is complete, is what we call hydrolysate. And hydrolysate is basically a caustic wastewater that results from the neutralization process.
The proposed destination for the hydrolysate is DuPont's Secure Environmental Treatment Facility in Deepwater, New Jersey. Arthur says further processing there would result in an end product safe enough to be discharged into the local sewer system and eventually the Delaware River. New Jersey Congressman Rob Andrews says the proposal raises too many questions about whether the hydrolysate really is as safe as advertised and whether the processing done by DuPont would produce an end product safe enough for the Delaware River.
The fact that we had to raise these questions rather than have them raised by a source within the Army is very troubling to me. This appears to me to be a transaction, this relationship between the Army and DuPont, where both sides of the relationship have a vested interest in saying that the disposal is safe.
Andrew says his concerns are based on an outside report on an earlier Army proposal to have the hydrolysate processed at another chemical plant near Dayton, Ohio. Northwestern University engineering professor Bruce Rittman prepared the report for local officials in Ohio. Their protests last year caused the Army to drop the idea. Rittman says the science of destroying VX presents many unanswered questions because it's never been done on a large scale.
We know enough about the chemistry to know the basics of how things ought to work. That's a far cry from actually creating a successful full-scale technology that will do this, you know, meeting the criteria, all the necessary criteria, and do it reliably.
But Terry Arthur of the Newport Chemical Depot says they're adjusting their first-stage neutralization process to ensure that the hydrolysate to be shipped to New Jersey is safer than what would have been sent to Ohio. And DuPont spokesman Anthony Farina says they're in the middle of their own testing to determine the safest route for transporting the hydrolysate and to make sure their processing in New Jersey will meet the Army's standards. Farina says their tests will be confirmed by an independent third party and should be ready in the next several weeks.
Our preliminary results, though, indicate that we can treat the compounds that are found in the waste stream, and they're very, very similar to what we've been able to treat safely and effectively in the past.
But Maya Van Rossum of the Delaware River Network says the safest way to neutralize the Army's VX stockpile is to do it all at the Newport site in Indiana.
There was a plan to take care of it close to the source. It was accepted by the community. It was accepted by the Army. It was accepted by the experts. That's the plan that we need to go through with.
But the Newport Chemical Depot's Terry Arthur said they were running into technical problems with the method they planned to use for processing the hydrolysate on site. Then came the September 11th terrorist attacks, and the Army decided it would be best to speed up the entire process by using existing commercial facilities instead of specially built ones. Still, if the New Jersey proposal falls through, Arthur says the Army will look at other options for getting rid of the VX at Newport, Indiana. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.